Ken, let's start with you, I suppose. Many congratulations. Was he pleased to have topped the poll in Delft?
Oh, it's a cracking good vote, and I'm delighted people threw away all party ideas and voted for an independent and gave me over 860 votes, which I thought was a tremendous result.
And you must be pleased as well, Nicola.
Oh, absolutely over the moon. Just like Ken said, you know, the scene of change now in the parish council. We needed this, and we're making a real impact, which is good.
So, I mean, are you looking forward to working with all the different politicians from the different parties that have been elected? Looks like it's going to be more of a mixed picture.
Well, that can be healthy, but I have to say there's a lot of bad feeling because of frankly, the dirty politics. I find it absolutely astonishing that a party of Elwyn Watkins, who's made such a play over how we should, you know, clean up politics, the level of the leaflets they put out, the comments they made in Saddleworth News and in the Oldham Chronicle was diabolical and went down to the same level, I'm afraid, that Phil Wallace's team went to. So I was really saddened by that, and I do feel that in an end, part of it, certainly in the Oldham side, was, I'm afraid, it shows that dirty politics work, and we had nothing to do with dirty politics, and we won't have. We will work with anybody in the interests of Saddleworth. We will certainly not allow the parish council and others to do what they tried to do to Phil Wallace, and that's freeze our local MP Debbie Abrahams out of the equation. We will not adopt sectarian policies which say if it's Labour it must be wrong, if it's Lib Dem it must be right. We will pick and choose the issues that matter to Saddleworth, and we will fight for them. We will fight for an independent Saddleworth Parish Council which stands up for the area and doesn't become a subcommittee of Oldham Council. We will fight to have any development that takes place discussed by the community before anything goes to planning committee. We'll fight for the right of people in Saddleworth to be heard. No more Churchill Fields, no more of the sort of nonsense that we've had before. And we really are, I believe, set ourselves on a platform. There is a sea change in Saddleworth. It's been shown, even though I didn't get on, getting within 17 votes, with the Lib Dems now very much a minority, there has to be a change in politics. It has to be cleaner, has to be more open, has to be more transparent, it has to involve people more. That's what we're about.
So you think that it was the campaign and the comments that were made about you in Liberal Democrat leaflets that actually swung the borough contest against you? Or was it not just Derek Heffernan's personal support carrying him through?
I think some of the material that went out, particularly the letters that went out in the last days, were absolutely deceptive. Some of them contained downright untruths. It smacked of desperation, I'm afraid, in the same way that Phil Wallace's material did. I think it's the same trick. And I think quite from the emails I've had and from the discussions we've had on people, clearly it will have affected more than 17. So I think some of the dirty tricks, which suggested that myself and others were deceitful, to accuse Squadron Leader Robert Knotts, 33 years in the Royal Air Force, of being somehow a communist dupe is preposterous. But I think they may have done enough to persuade, whether it be Conservative-type people or others, not to support us. So I think the result is a bad result. I think it was a dirty campaign, and I don't think the result has respect or credibility. And we will be looking at that further. We haven't got Elwyn Watkins's money, but we're certainly, and certainly some of the individuals who feel that they've been maligned, that they've absolute lies have been told about them, some of the candidates, or that their integrity and their personal things have been impugned, there will be action. We're going to have a good sleep, but we've already decided we're taking action. We're not going to have that sort of politics, and that's got to be stamped out.
So you mean some kind of a complaint or legal action?
They've already started.
Okay. And Nicola,
what else can I say?
Well, but you must be looking forward to getting the opportunity to be on the parish council.
Absolutely, I'm looking forward to getting stuck in. For the people of Saddleworth, they voted me in. I'm very, very grateful, and I will do my very, very best to fulfil all the needs, everything they want. But as Ken said before, it's the way it's gone, it's been a dirty campaign at the 12th hour, and it's not fair, so we're pursuing it.